محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. Brothers and sisters, the month of Rajab has come. We're going through it very quickly, Ya Allah. I've come again on a Thursday night to beg for your mercy. I'm in dire need. What can I do if you don't allow me in your presence, in your ocean of mercy? Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Sahib al-Zaman, Allah has assigned us to you. He has told us that you are the one that connects the earth to the heavens, and the connection of the heavens to the earth. Ya Sahib al-Zaman, if you don't help us, how can we have any hope? If you don't help us, how can we have any hope of forgiveness? Ya Sahib al-Zaman, tomorrow's Friday, we remember you. We pray for your coming, we pray for your health. We love you. I'm not saying this to say that because of your love, because of the love we have for you, forgive us. No, there's nothing to give in return for the love. In return for the du'as that we ask of you, in return for the intercession we ask of you, it's always coming from you. I'm only expressing my love for you, Ya Allah. You've put His love in my heart. Let's all pray together. اللهم عن كل وليك عن حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء وبقوتك التي قهرت بها كل شيء وخضع لها كل شيء وذل لها كل شيء وبجبروتك التي غلبت بها كل شيء وبعزتك التي لا يقوم لها شيء وبعظمتك التي ملأت كل شيء وبسلطانك الذي على كل شيء وبوجهك الباقي بعد فناء كل شيء وبأسمائك التي ملأت أركان كل شيء وبعلمك الذي أحاط بكل شيء وبنور وجهك الذي أضاء له كل شيء يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تهتك العصام. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل النقام. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تغير النعم. يا الله don't change the ni'ma. The blessing of the love of the Ahlul Bayt, the love of Zahra. If we continue with our sins, God forbid, God will take that away from you. You'll take it away from us. Allahumma ghafir li al-dhunub allati تحبس الدعاء. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل البلاء. اللهم اغفر لي كل ذنب أذنبته وكل خطيئة أخطأتها. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك بذكرك وأستشفع بك إلى نفسك. شفاعة comes from no other source but you. No one has any power, any ability to have شفاعة before you. So it's you who grants شفاعة. It's you I come to and beg for shafa'a to intercede before you. وأسألك بجودك أن تدنيني من قربك وأن تزعني شكرك. والله help me be thankful. I don't want to be an unthankful servant. وأن تلهمني ذكرك. Throughout the day I remember many things, but not many times do I remember you. My Lord, you give me your memory. You give me your remembrance. Allahumma إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا. Many times I don't appreciate what you've given me. I want more. I'm not pleased with the amount you're giving me. I'm not pleased with the struggles you're giving me. Oh Allah, I ask you to give me اللهم وأسألك سؤال من اشتدت فاقته وأنزل بك عند الشدائد حاجته وعظم فيما عندك رغبته. اللهم عظم سلطانك وعلى مكانك وخفي مكروك وظهر أمرك. What can I do if you decide that gradually I drift away, I don't even notice. وخفي مكروك وظهر أمرك. Your will manifests. You are the one who's all powerful, almighty. وغلب قهرك وجرت قدرتك ولا يمكن الفرار من حكومتك. We can't avoid your judgment. We can't escape your rule. If you decide that we drift away from you, we can't change that. We're weak. Allahumma لا أجد لذنوبي غافرا ولا لقبائحي ساترا. I have a lot of ugly aspects that I try to hide, but you know I can't hide them. You see them. I have no one that can hide me and hide my bad aspects, my bad deeds, my bad thoughts, my bad wants. ولا لقبائحي ساترا ولا لشيء من عملي القبيح بالحسن مبدلا. No one can change my past, all these years, all the wrong I've done and all the ugly deeds. No one can change that to good except for you. ولا لشيء من عملي القبيح بالحسن مبدلا غيرك. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك وبحمدك ظلمت نفسي. I confess, I accept, I admit to my wrong. ظلمت نفسي, ظلمت نفسي وتجرأت بجهلي وسكنت إلى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي. The reason why I strayed away is that I was comfortable with all the great things you were giving me, all the blessings you gave me, despite the fact I did wrong. I thought that my bad deeds won't have consequences. Allahumma Mawlai, with all the wrong I've done still, كم من قبيحٍ سترت. You still cover me in my bad deeds. وكم من فادح من البلاء أقلت. If it was that I'd receive all the calamities I deserve, I would have had much more than what I receive. You have reduced them. وكم من عثار وقيت. وكم من مكروه دفعت. وكم من ثناء جميل لست أهلا له نشرت. Not only did you hide my bad deeds, but you made people think I'm good. They spoke well of me. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي. The chains of my deeds, my bad habits bog me down. وحبسني عن نفعي بعد أملي، وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها ومطالي. يا سيدي فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي، ولا تفضحني بخفي ما اطلعت عليه من سري، ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملت في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي. When I saw no one's around, I didn't realize that you're the one who's watching me. I didn't respect your presence. I did it right before you. ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي، وكن اللهم بعزتك لي في كل الأحوال رؤوفا، وعلي في جميع الأمور عطوفا. إلهي وربي من لي غيرك؟ My Lord, who do I have other than you? أسألُهُ كشفَ ضرِّي, to ask him to remove my distress, وَالنَّظَرَ فِي أَمْرِي, and to ask him to take care of me. إلهي ومولاي, أجريت علي حكما اتبعت فيه هوى نفسي، ولم أحترس فيه من تزيين عدوي، فغرني بما أهوى وأسعده على ذلك القضاء، فتجاوزت بما جرى علي من ذلك بعض حدودك، وخالفت بعض أوامرك، فلك الحمد علي في جميع ذلك، ولا حجة لي فيما جرى علي في قضاءك، وألزمني حكمك وبلاءك. You're worthy of praise at all times, and I'm to blame, and I have no excuse before you. But I've come to you. وقد أتيتك يا إلهي بعد تقصيري وإسرافي على نفسي. I came to you معتذرا نادما منكسرا مستقيلا مستغفرا منيبا مقرا مذعنا معترفا. لا أجد مفرا مما كان مني. I have nowhere to escape from what I've done. ولا مفزع أن أتوجه إليه في أمري. No place of refuge to go to غير قبولك عذري, except if you accept my excuse. وإدخالك إياي في سعة رحمتك. And you put me in your vast ocean of mercy. اللهم فاقبل عذري. Oh Allah, then accept my apology. وارحم شدة ضري. وفكني من شد وثاقي. يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني. يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني ورقة جلدي ودقة عظمي، يا من بدأ خلقي وذكري وتربيتي وبري وتغذيتي، هبني لابتداء كرمك وسالف برك بي يا إلهي وسيدي وربي. أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد ما انطوى عليه قلبي من معرفتك ولهج به لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك، وبعد صدق اعترافي ودعائي خاضعا لربوبيتك، هيهات أنت أكرم من أن تضيع من ربيت. You have nourished me, whatever I have is from you. You gave me the love of Hussein. When you destroy what you have nourished, no. أو تبعد من أدنيت أو تشرد من آويت أو تسلم إلى البلاء من كفيته ورحمته. وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدة، وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقة وبشكرك مادحة، وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققة، وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة، وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة، وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنة، ما هكذا الظن بك ولا أخبرنا بفضلك عنك يا كريم يا رب. وأنت تعلم ضعفي عن قليل من بلاء الدنيا وعقوباتها وما يجري فيها من المكاره على أهلها، على أن ذلك بلاء ومكروه، قليل مكثور، يسير بقوه، قصير مدته، فكيف احتمالي لبلاء الآخرة وجليل وقوع المكاره فيها وهو بلاء تطول مدته ويدوم مقامه ولا يخفف عن أهله، لأنه لا يكون إلا عن غضبك وانتقامك وسخطك، وهذا ما لا تقوم له السماوات والأرض. يا سيدي فكيف لي وأنا عبدك الضعيف الذليل الحقير المسكين المستكين؟ يا إلهي وربي وسيدي ومولاي، لأي الأمور إليك أشكو ولما من هازج وأبكي؟ لأليم العذاب والشدة أم لطول البلاء ومدته؟ فلئن صيرتني للعقوبات مع أعدائك وجمعت بيني وبين أهل بلائك، وفرقت بيني وبين أحبائك وأوليائك، فهبني يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي وربي، صبرت على عذابك فكيف أصبر على فراغك، وهبني صبرت على حر نارك فكيف أصبر عن النظر إلى كرامتك، أم كيف أسكن في النار ورجائي عفوك. فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا، لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهل هذا ضجيج الآمنين، ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين، ولأبكين عليك بكاء الفاقدين، ولأنادينك أين كنت يا ولي المؤمنين، يا غاية آمال العارفين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حبيب قلوب الصادقين، ويا إله العالمين. أفتراك سبحانك يا إلهي وبحمدك تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته، وذا قطع مع ذابها بمعصيته، وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته، وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمتك، ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك، ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك، يا مولاي فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك، أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك، أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه، أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفها، أم كيف يتقلقل بين أطباقها وأنت تعلم صدقها، أم كيف تزجره زبانيتها وهو يناديك يا رب، أم كيف يرجو فضلك في عتقه منها فتتركه فيها، هيهات ما ذلك الظن بك، ولا المعروف من فضلك ولا مشبه لما عاملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك، فباليقين أخطع لولا ما حكمت به من تعذيب جاحديك وقضيت به من إخلاد معانديك، لجعلت النار كلها بردا وسلاما، وما كانت لأحد فيها مقرا ولا مقاما، لكنك تقدست أسماءك أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين، وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين، وأنت جل ثناؤك قلت مبتدئا وتطولت بالإنعام متكرما، أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون. إلهي وسيدي فأسألك بالقدرة التي قدرتها وبالقضية التي حتمتها وحكمتها وغلبت من عليه أجريتها أن تهب لي في هذه الليلة وفي هذه الساعة كل جرم أجرمته وكل ذنب أذنبته وكل قبيح أسررته وكل جهل عملته كتمته أو أعلنته أخفيته أو أظهرته وكل سيئة أمرت بإثباتها الكرام الكاتبين الذين وكلتهم بحفظ ما يكون مني وجعلتهم شهودا علي مع جوارحي وكنت أنت الرقيب علي من ورائهم والشاهد لما خفي عنهم وبرحمتك أخفيت وبفضلك سترت وأن توفر حظي من كل خير أنزلته أو إحسان فضلته أو بر نشرته أو رزق بسطته أو ذنب تغفره أو خطأ تستره يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي يا من بيده ناصيتي يا عليما بضري ومسكنتي يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب أسألك بحقك وقدسك وأعظم صفاتك وأسمائك أن تجعل أوقاتي من الليل والنهار بذكرك معمورة وبخدمتك موصولة وأعمالي عندك مقبولة حتى تكون أعمالي وأورادي كلها وردا واحدا وحالي في خدمتك سرمدا يا سيدي يا من علي معول يا من إلي شكوت أحوالي يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوارحي وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين وأسرع إليك في البارزين وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين The shuhada loved the proximity of God Can it be Allah that I join those who were so eager to meet you to be near you with that fervor ever come to my heart وأدنو منك دنو المخلصين. I want to be where you put those that you purify. وأخافك مخافة المقنين وأجتمع في جوارك مع المؤمنين. The greatest of the mu'mineen, or the prophet in his household, as we read in Dua Nudba. وشيعتك على منابر من نور مبيضة وجوههم وجوههم في الجنة وهم جيراني. What a beautiful sight to be around the prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, who are congregating around the throne of the divine. اللهم ومن أرادني بسوء فأرد ومن كادني فكيد واجعلني من أحسن عبيدك نصيبا عندك وأقربهم منزلة منك وأخصهم زلفة لديك فإنه لا ينال ذلك إلا بفضلك وجد لي بجودك واعطف علي بمجدك واحفظني برحمتك واجعل لساني بذكرك لهجا وقلبي بحبك متيما ومن علي بحسن إجابتك وأقلني عثرتي واغفر زلتي فإنك قضيت على عبادك بعبادتك وأمرتهم بدعائك وضمنت لهم الإجابة فإليك يا ربي نصبت وجهي وإليك يا ربي مددت يدي فبعزتك استجب لي دعائي وبلغني مناي ولا تقطع من فضلك رجائي واكفني شر الجن والإنس من أعدائي يا سريع الرضا يا سريع الرضا يا سريع الرضا It's very easy and fast and very quick for you to be pleased, brothers and sisters. Would it not be a shame that although he's Sari'ur Rida, we're not able to get him to be pleased with us, Ya Allah, by the right of your loved ones. اغفر لمن لا يملك إلا الدعاء. I have nothing that I own except for requests, duas, supplications. فإنك فعال لما تشاء. No one can stop you or question you if you forgive me. يا من اسمه دواء وذكره شفاء وطاعته غناء. ارحم من رأس ماله الرجاء وسلاحه البكاء. يا سابغ النعم يا دافع النقام يا نور المستوحشين في الظلام يا عالما لا يعلم. صل على محمد وآل محمد وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله. وصلى الله على رسوله والأئمة الميامين من آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين، روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. One of the recommended acts or deeds, أعمال of this blessed month is استغفار. In fact, one of the emphasized lines are of the dua that we went over. The dua of these days, everyone's reciting it, we covered it or discussed it, reminded us of the meanings in this dua, يَا مَنْ أَرْجُوهُ لِكُلِّ خَيْرٍ. One of the concepts that is mentioned there and emphasizes the idea of asking for forgiveness. Both we ask Allah to remove all the shar of this world and the hereafter, which is a way of asking for forgiveness. And then the Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram, the last bit that we ask, Harrim, as the Imam asked, his wording was, Harrim Shaybati Ala An-Nar. It's another wording of istighfar and asking for forgiveness, asking for repentance. The most essential part of istighfar that we should try to accomplish in the month of Rajab is changing our ways. Sure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the consequences of the deeds if we ask, and so on and so forth. But that's barely making it to paradise. It's barely making it where we wouldn't be in trouble in the hereafter. And we should keep doing that. But if you look at the wordings in the Quran regarding the concept of repentance, where istighfar, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ, the istighfar that is mentioned there in other verses. When you look at the concept in the Quran and the various forms of it, they all boil down to and come down to the idea of turning back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are not trying to turn back towards Allah, trying to correct our deeds, when we ask for forgiveness, we are trying at bare minimum turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We acknowledge our fault, we recognize our problems, and we realize that we've done wrong in God's presence, and so we ask Him for forgiveness. That's bare minimum. What we're pushed to do and to ask for is tawbah an-nasuh, which is to turn away from the past ways, the past acts, the past deeds, the past habits. And this is the month that we can start more seriously on that, brothers and sisters. We need to abandon the wrong and to acquire the better way of life, get involved in a better of way of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has presented all these paths in the Quran and the words of the Ahlul Bayt and the du'as that the Ahlul Bayt have given us. We can find them. They're all available. When we read the Quran, it's all available. The principles of how we should govern our lives are mentioned in the Quran. It's all there. Everything is there. If the desire, the want to change is there, if we want to turn back turn away from the wrong we're doing, away from the mistakes, away from the ignorance, away from acting based on, I don't know, whatever it is other than God's guidance, is something that will be regretted later. Something that will be regretted. Maybe not in the next year or two, maybe not in the next decade or two. Maybe not by the end of our life here in this world. Once we open our eyes to the realm of eternity, that's when it's going to hit us, and we will realize that we missed all those opportunities. That's too late. Regret is the only thing we can do. Now, there's another thing we can do. We can decide when we're in the month of Rajab, when we read these du'as, we ask for forgiveness. Let's try to develop this want and desire to move to the next step of tawbah, which is to turn away from all of the wrong. And this is a gradual process, of course. It's a gradual process of making those changes, but you do need to take steps. We need to take steps. And it starts with the want, the firm want and will, unwavering will to make that change in ourselves. It starts with that. If we can develop that in ourselves and then take steps towards identifying what needs to be changed and try to change them, we fail, try again and again and again till we move away from our status quo. We move away from our current habits, our current ways of doing things. One of the biggest problems that the Ahlul Bayt have notified us of is to be able to spot and find problems, deficiencies, issues in other people and not being able to see it in ourselves. Not being able to see my flaws, not being able to see my bad habits, not being able to see my ignorances. If we want to become better, we'll look for flaws. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised in the Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. He is taking us from darkness into light. If I don't see it happening, if I'm not making that promise, then that iman that is founded in practice and a belief that results or leads to action, that's missing. If it wasn't missing or it's weak, if it wasn't missing, if it wasn't weak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He removes us from darkness into light. That's what the Quran says. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. The fault isn't in God if I'm not making progress. Who says that being like the great companions of the Ahlul Bayt, the likes of Salman, the likes of Miqdad, the likes of Yunus ibn Abdul Rahman, and the others that we don't know their names, Abu Khalid al-Kabuli, who says that that's limited to them? Why do we think that these are things that we cannot acquire? It's not the case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all just. If we do what is required, we'll get those results. The problem is we're not engaging in that process. We're not wanting it seriously. If we did, then we'd change our ways. We'd look for problems. We'd welcome anyone who would present us a flaw, a problem, an issue. Not turn away, not get angry. Not accuse them of this or that. We'll use that as a way of reflecting within and seeing if that problem exists or it doesn't exist. And say, oh Allah, I don't know. If it's there, you help me. This is a month that we need to focus on this. We need to focus while we engage in this quarantine or whatever you want to name it, the conditions that we have because of COVID. They've lasted over a year. We're getting close to, I guess, a year right now, but they will last from what we're seeing. Even with the vaccine, it's coming out, people are getting vaccinated, but it's not clear how that will change things. It probably won't change things for the, or it may not change things for the time being. And we don't know when a cure that is viable, that will allow us to, that will help. Hopefully the vaccine will help. There'll be less deaths, less cases that, we will lose people, but in terms of getting us back to where we can easily get together, congregate, not to have to wear masks, reduce numbers in gatherings and so on, God knows when that's going to happen. We know He's going to remove it. He has done this in the past, and He will do it in this case as well. But this is a blessing right now. This is the point. We don't know that. Take it as a blessing. It is a blessing. It is a blessing. To have that extra time instead of allowing our minds, usually they would wander off. We got so many things that keep us busy. Now there's less of that. We get bored of everything because we're just on our devices and we can't get out as much. We can't go to places the same way. We can't see people in the same way. We have a lot more time on our hands that we can dedicate to looking within, finding and identifying those issues, those flaws, those problems. And inshallah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trying our best, correcting those. And another thing that we mentioned this, I think, a year ago when this thing hit first. This is an opportunity. We get a chance to be with those that we, because of our closeness to them, because we have spent so much time with them, our family members, our parents, our children, our siblings, our whoever it is that we live with, we're with all the time, and for so many years, we've gotten used to bad ways of dealing with each other, bad ways of thinking of each other. And we like to avoid that, we like to move away from each other, we like to spend time elsewhere. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in a condition where we have to see each other. Well, this is a good opportunity. Let's try to correct those. Don't worry about others correcting it or not correcting it. This is about us looking within, me changing myself. Let me change the way I think and deal with others. Whether they want to change or not, that's their business. Instead of focusing on what their issues are, why did he say this? Why did she say that? What was she trying to do? What was he trying to do? Instead of that thought process, like, why did I say this? Why did I say that? Why was I trying to hurt this person's feeling? Why don't I realize that when I say this, when I do that, it irritates people? And I shouldn't be doing that. What's the point of me doing this? Why do I do this? Well, those should be our questions. Find these flaws. Use this opportunity of purification that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. It's the month of Rajab. We can spend a lot of time in prayers. All these prayers, one of the things that came from the leader, may Allah protect him and give him a long life, it had developed into a practice that was an annual practice, the great teaching of i'tikaf in Islam, where you spend at least 3 days in a masjid, fasting the days, and during the day and the night, engaging in worship, avoiding matters of the dunya, focusing on the hereafter, focusing on one's connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Rajab, the days of the 13th, 14th, and 15th, became a tradition. Islam is not limited in that. The Prophet used to do it on the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. These were 3 days because of the holidays. More people would be able to engage in that. And the least number of days is 3 days. So youth would get together in masajid, in numbers, in plenty of masajid, in the shrines of the Ahlul Bayt, the shrine of Imam al-Ridha, the shrine of the Lady Fatima al-Ma'suma, Salamullahi alayha in Qum, the shrines of the other children of the Ahlul Bayt, the other great figures, the masajid within them. People used to congregate in large numbers and be in that state of worship and dua and supplication. Because of Corona, again this year, they haven't been able to do that. So the leader said he encourages and he recommends those who would want to be involved in that and are not able to because of the conditions to do Salat Ja'far al-Tayyar each of those days. Now those days are gone. The 13th, 14th, and 15th. But this instruction, this encouragement, this recommendation still stands. Any day of the month of Rajab, this extra time that we have, learn of these prayers. Curse shaitan that keeps telling us, oh, don't do that. Start flipping through more Facebook, TikTok, this, that, the other. Oh, Allah, help me. Just get up 30 minutes. Salat Ja'far Tayyar. It's simple, honestly. The prayers that the Ahlul Bayt themselves do, we have a hadith that the Imam told the companion who was asking about Salat Ja'far Tayyar. This is for those who have already done it. Those who haven't done it, start with that. Do Salat Ja'far Tayyar. Those who've done it a number of times or have done it more frequently, will do the other. There's other prayers. The prayer of the Prophet, the prayer of Fatimah al-Zahra, the prayer of Amirul Mu'mineen, Salamullah alayhim ajma'in. Read them. Read the instructions, how it's done, and perform it. We have this extra time. Usually we didn't have this time because we'd be busy with so many other things. Now we work from home, we study from home, school is from home, everything is from home. If we don't want to take advantage of this time, when are we going to do these great deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, these gems? Hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us take advantage of the current conditions that we have and be involved and engaged in this reflection and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reflection over our deeds, picking out flaws, asking God to forgive, trying to change, inshallah, and hopefully by the end of it, we'll come out a better person, someone who has been able to overcome their bad habits, realize their mistakes in treating different people around them, and correct those ill behaviors towards others, inshallah. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with all of that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the rights of the Ahlul Bayt to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us be of His true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping His cause, especially our ulama and more so our maraja, and above all our beloved leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins. We ask Him to forgive our parents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have passed away. We ask Allah to grant all of us and all believers worldwide our hajat, our needs, our requests. Ya Allah, relieve us all of this pandemic. We have lost many, and God knows how many more the communities of believers worldwide will lose of their loved ones. We have lost a number, and the dearest one, the closest one, at least to myself, has been our sister Anna. May Allah bless her soul. Ya Allah, relieve us all of this pandemic. Help us get past this in the way that is more pleasing to You. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the right of the Ahlul Bayt to bless all the souls of the believers who've passed, especially due to the condition and the COVID virus or the coronavirus, the COVID illness. Especially our dear sister Anna by the right of the Ahlul Bayt. And we ask all the believers to recite Surah Al-Fatiha for all the marhumin, especially sister Anna, preceded by Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim, sirata al-ladhina an'amta alayhim.